Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, December wheat, 5.96 and a quarter, up 2.5. March, $6 and three quarters, up 1.75. Soft December wheat, 5.34, now 33 and three quarters, now 34, up 1.5. March, 5.46, up a quarter. December corn, 3.71, down 5.75. March, 3.83.5, down 5.75. May, 3.92 and a quarter, down 5.75. July, 3.98, down 6.25. November soybeans, 10.34 and a quarter, down 12.25. January, 10.35, down 14.25. March, 10.38, down 15.25. July, 10.47 and a half, down 15.25. December soybean meal, 383.40, down 5.60. December soybean oil, 34.27, down 53. December live cattle, 165.82 and a half, down 22.5. November feeders, 234.65, up 50. December lean hogs, 88.70, up 67.5. Our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference is November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. We've got the latest on farmland values, and we'll spend time looking at crop insurance under the new farm bill, as well as the pending ARC-PLC decision. And we've got marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. The cost is just $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, after the huge run-ups that we saw in October for corn and beans, the start of a new month, we have a slightly softer tone.
Yeah, we saw the December corn futures from the low to the high. We made 62 and three-quarter cents off the low. Beans, November beans, $1.49 off the low. So this was a fantastic up move for, you know, producer in general. Great opportunity, you know, big crop and higher prices. But, you know, election tomorrow, looking at the election rally maybe over. You know, crop insurance is over with here now. So with the market overbought, we're maybe in a phase now we can sort of back and fill here for a little bit and see if demand wants to continue to chase this market higher or not, Dave.
And it'll be just a couple of days, maybe 48 hours, before we will be all aflutter with the private estimates for next Monday's crop production and WASDE numbers.
Yeah, it's a report that's going to continue to have many moving parts, which you've pointed out all along and through here, Dave. And you know, the thing is that yields are going to remain strong. How strong? We're going to debate that clear into next year. You know, with reports from the field, it's a big crop, a good crop. And we're going to find a home for it here. And things have been fairly orderly here this fall. And the key is to make sure, you know, this demand consumes this big crop. And that's the fear here is future demand with the dollar on the rise. And the transportation issue is, as we look longer term in here, are we backing this grain up and not able to satisfy that demand base?
So the question becomes, how much longer does the crushers want soybeans in the near term?
Well, they'll want them here near term, yes. And the definition of near term, we're going to find out that fairly quickly here because pipeline was empty. They were empty. There's no that was should not have been a surprise. It's just now that double bookings is the word now, and you know they've stepped forward and have the coverage on. And then the concern too is the importation of meal. Here we have the largest crop ever, and then we're importing meal into this country. You know that's little concerning here as we look longer term.
And Bungie says we're moving soy oil from west to east because of need to. It's just an amazing transportation snafu this year.
Well, I guess they should have teamed up with Warren Buffett and bought a railroad. I'd been a lot better off, or should be in the engineering business. That's where the action's at. Like you said, logistics. You're going to take surplus situations and move it to deficit areas, and it's going to be a situation where we're going to see this logistics thing get worked out here as we go through this winter.
So we're still essentially at the top of the trading range that we made in October. If we're a producer and we haven't done anything with it, should we do something with it?
Well, I believe so, because if your marketing plan was crop insurance, well, you need to go to plan B in through here, because that's pretty well over with as far as using that as a marketing plan. The simplest thing to do is take advantage of this up move and use a price floor or a covered head position so you got some staying power. There's been some significant margin calls from, you know, hedges being made at some lower levels, and you don't want to get spooked out of those positions. A hedge is a hedge. There's tremendous carry in the marketplace by hedging the deferreds there and operating as an elevator, waiting for basis to narrow up. You got to have some staying power. You got to have a good banker, and you got to have a plan and kind of stick with it here, because I've seen guys make one margin call, they make two margin calls, but that third margin call, they say, "Kurt, get me out."
Yeah, usually the turn. A little bit of weak need in the third margin.
And you know what's going to happen. It happens 100% of the time. So you got to, you know, kind of have a plan, kind of stick with it best you can. For those who have short hedges on and feeling the pain a little bit here or concerned, there's some strategies you can incorporate to kind of ease that but still have that hedge protection on. And a lot of the analysts you have on this program have those strategies to share.
Do you think that when we look back at November, when it's December 1, we're going to see pretty much an inside month?
Oh, that's a good question. Who's, you know, what's going to blow up where in the world, what's going to happen? I think we're going to develop a trading range myself. I think there's still good demand underneath the market, but yet we've got a lot of crop to market yet. I believe the producers probably, you know, well below still half sold in some areas, so there's going to be plenty of cash grain for sale this winter.
And we really don't see a rally until it's in stronger hands, right?
Well, that's part of it, correct. But we can transfer in ownership fairly quickly. 1987, the market should not have gone up because we had those huge, huge supplies, CCC stocks, and we had these charts every 10 cents up. The government's going up millions and millions of bushels of beans on the market. A bunch of grains going. It's physically impossible for the market to go up. Well, that particular year, it kept going, and the trade said, you got any more, and it kept going. Then, of course, we know what happened in 1988.
Let me ask you this. To what degree do you feel at the moment that DDGs are competing for corn and they're both spiting each other and cutting off each other's noses?
Well, that's a good observation there. We got a meal situation. DDGs supposed to be in there in that formula too. The key is exporting of DDGs. At some point in time in through here, I think Asia is going to be back in the DDG business, put it back on the radar. The key is feed demand. That's the area we can try to bump up a little bit. But the key is this dollar. We need to make sure the dollar doesn't get out of line here so we export those DDGs.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. Hard red winter December wheat trading 592 3/4 down one. Soft December 530 3/4 down 1 3/4. December corn 371 down 5 3/4. March 383 1/4 down six. July 398 1/4 down six. November soybeans, 10.35 down 11.5. January, 10.35 3/4 down 13.5. July, 10.48 1/2 down 14.5. December soybean meal, 383.20, down 580. December soybean oil, 34.31, down 49. December live cattle, 165.82 and a half, down 22 and one half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.